What's
What's up, man?
Not much.
Sorry, I didn't see your message until a couple minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
What you doing?
Nothing.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
Same. Ugh. So, how's life been?
Good.
Yeah, 'cause I haven't spoke to you since you left here, so I was wondering how you've been.
Yeah.
Jesus, man, you've been through hell, haven't you?
No, I'm good now,
So what are you going to do about that butterball situation?
I'll find another job closer.
Oh, you found another job closer?
Yeah.
Well, that's
I
good.
ain't got it yet, but I got an interview tomorrow.
What are you going to do about transportation, though?
It's only 2 miles.
Oh, so you can walk there.
Yeah.
No. Dude, you scared the dog shit out of me on the phone. I was like, oh my God.
Oh.
Dude, the fact is, I didn't even hear anything. It was complete quietness. I was like, what the fuck? And then I heard some random voice out of nowhere. I was like, who the
How
fuck?
okay. How long was it after he showed up?
It only seemed like, I want to say about a minute or two. It seemed like 2 to 3 minutes before I heard his voice, and I didn't understand. I
That
thought,
means he must already
oh.
been close by.
Okay, because what I heard is he was asking you if you were okay, and you told him you had anxiety, and he said count backwards from 20. I thought you were getting pulled over, so I didn't think too much of it. But then when he told you to count back from 20, I was like, uh-oh, I think he got in a wreck. And so I ran downstairs. I asked mom to like give me her phone because I was gonna call your dad to let him know because I didn't know how severe the accident was. And he was, what you didn't know is that you accidentally put me on a three-way call with your dad,
I
right?
did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where you told him you were getting gas and he told you to come on home.
I did get gas.
Well.
Or I pulled some gas in it.
No, full fucking tank just for that. But yeah, I got mom to like call him, and but then mom was listening, so was Jimmy, listening to that dude talk to you, and then immediately it felt like a few seconds after that we didn't hear you anymore, but the phone obviously was close to y'all, but I don't know where the phone was, but I heard an officer walk up and mom looked at me funny. He said, yeah, my body cam is off. And I looked at mom and Jimmy looked at me and I looked at Jimmy and I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? And then he's like, here's his phone. And so he picks it up. Mom's like, hello, hello. And he's like, hello. And she's like asking him if you were okay and where y'all located so we can let your dad know. And he was like, can't hear you, and just hung up on us. I was like, that piece of shit.
The black guy.
Oh, he's a piece of shit. And so your dad tells us where you're at, and mom says that's the exit where Megan lives off of. So the exit I used to take to go to her house all the time. And they drove by and, Megan took a few pictures, but it didn't look like the car was fucked up on the passenger side.
Yeah, but it was bad. It was. Yeah, it was kind of bad.
Like,
It might could have been fixed, but I don't know. Yeah.
did you roll? Did you like roll the whole vehicle?
Yeah.
How in the fuck did you manage to do that? Did you like pull the wheel? Did the wheel grab the
I ran off
grass?
the road a little bit and I snatched it on it.
I'm trying. My biggest thing I want to ask you is what the hell were you mad about?
I don't know.
It was.
Nick.
I was trying to figure out what you were mad. Like, because when you called me back, you were normal sounding. Like when you called me asking about the ice cream and I told you you left your clothes here, which they're still sitting in the closet. I got them all folded up for you. We were talking and then I told you to hold on. Mom's calling me. But I guess you didn't hear that. You hung up, called me back, and I didn't answer. So I got done with talking to mom because she was asking me if something upstairs, I think it was like a stapler or something. I was like, it's not up here. So I got done talking to her. I got back on the phone with you, and you were like, hey, buddy. But when I called you back, you almost did not pick up. It was literally the last ring, and you're like, "Hey, buddy, what's up?" And I was like, "Oh, Lord, I think he's probably fucked up a little bit." But I was like, "Maybe he's just having a good time, whatever." You were hooting and hollering, going, "Woo, yeah!" Like, you were having the greatest time of your life, and I was laughing a little bit. But then your demeanor changed. You started, like, cussing and shit, and you're, like, screaming. Like, Michael, I have never heard you scream. Like, I've heard myself do it, but I've never heard you ever. You were, like, screaming, "Fuck you, bitch! Blah, 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 blah." And you were just going in. It was like someone had pissed you off badly. And, of course, you couldn't hear me because I wasn't on speaker. So I was just like, what in the hell is going on? And I could hear you beating on, like, the dashboard and the steering wheel. And I was like, was Michael mad? And then, like, now that he went and got some of that shit and, like, it brought the feelings to the surface. Because you were just, like, so cool, calm, and collective. And all of a sudden, you were like, "Fuck you, bitch! Stupid fucking bitch!" You were yelling at the radio, turning it down. "Stupid ass motherfucker! Fuck you, bitch!" I mean, you were just yelling. And then you dropped the N-word a few times. I'm like, I'm a little confused. I'm like, where the fuck is he, like, getting this rage from? And then it just went quiet. And then that's when I heard the dude talking to you. And I was like, oh, shit. So, yeah, that, it spooked me the fuck out, because it was just, it was weird, because you were talking to me.
It was weird flipping, though. I saw the whole thing.
I'm surprised I didn't hear you flipping, like, the phone. I didn't hear it hitting around the car. I didn't hear, you know, the car flipping. I didn't hear you make a noise. You were just complete silent up until that dude came and spoke to you, and that's when I heard you. I was so confused. I thought you were getting pulled over. I didn't even know you flipped at all. But I'm glad you're okay. I don't really give a fuck about the car. I was worried about you dying, because, I mean, this is the second time this has happened. First was 2015. Different reason. But you could have died that night. And here you are this time. You could have died this time. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you, Michael. I don't think you're going to have a third time. So you might want to take a step back and really evaluate how important you think your life is to you, man, because this is the second time God has stepped in and saved you. So if you really value your life, man, I think you might want to start doing some reevaluating.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, I was in tears all the way to fucking Roanoke, because I was like, damn, I just made a video with Michael telling him how much I love him and all this. And then you told me in the car before you got mad, you don't know how much you really mean to me. And then I was like, I would hate to carry that around and be like, yeah, that was Michael's last words to me before he died. Like that. And then I had to hear my best friend die on the phone. Like, that's some scary shit. So, honestly, Michael, I really don't want you to die. Honestly, I don't.
If I won't own nothing, I wonder how I'd have felt flipping.
You probably would have died.
You think so? I don't know.
If you didn't have that in your system, you probably would have died. But if you didn't have that in your system, you wouldn't have wrecked either.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Yeah, but, I mean, driving while under the influence.
The thing is, I don't know where I ain't done it as much, because used before, I would never fall. I've never fell asleep when I, like, did it a lot. But now, it's like, it made me sleep. I fell asleep. I don't know if that's the reason or why, but that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, because you were craving it real bad, and I didn't think about it until you started asking me, because we sat down during the podcast, and you told me you craved it the most when you got paid, and then you got paid, and then that's when you were craving it, and then you ended up leaving here, and I didn't think much about it. I was like, oh, Michael's just going to go back home, whatever, and then you called me saying that you made it, and then you put me on the three-way with your dad, and he told you to come home so he can go get his truck in Garner, and then you were asking him, why, like, because he said the company would pay you, and you were like, the fuck? I was a little confused about that, too. I was like, why don't he just pay you, Michael, for the gas money? But then you hung up, you called me back, I answered. I had to put you on hold for mom, and then I switched back over. Actually, I called you back after that, and that's when you answered, and I could tell you were really messed up. Like, you were excited at first, but then you started yelling, and then it went to quietness, and I was mad confused. Yeah. I could hear you accelerating. It was like, I was like, Jesus. I was like, Michael's living fast and furious.
Oh. I flew in the grass, at least not in the concrete.
The crazy part is you do it right there by fucking Megan's exit. Like, damn. Like, mom was trying to figure out what were you doing on 64. She's like, shouldn't he be on 95?
I was just driving around. I didn't know where I was at, probably.
No, you didn't, because you were fucked up so badly you didn't know where the hell you were at.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that's not the way to go to Dunn. I was like, he is definitely way off the beaten path. But I'm just glad you're okay. I'm glad you're not in jail.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go to jail. I was like, man, they're going to test him. They're going to see he's got substance in his body. His ass is going to jail.
So they actually can't lock you up for being on drugs.
Did they give you a ticket for driving under the influence?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
How in the fuck did you get away with that? But I get a ticket for falling asleep behind the wheel, running into a guardrail, and I get failure to maintain in a single lane. That's what I got charged with when I fell asleep.
And the cop never actually saw it either?
Nah, the state trooper didn't. So I didn't even call the police. A passerby fucking stopped and asked me if I was okay. I said, yeah, and I guess they're the one that called the police, and a state police officer came up.
How can they give you a ticket that actually never sued? That don't make sense. Okay.
I don't know how that makes any sense at all. That's why I didn't tell anybody when I fucked up the escape, because I wasn't trying to go through another ticket, because the state police is the ones that come with the highway, and they immediately give you a ticket, regardless of whatever the situation.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you, maybe your mom told me this. In Virginia, if you get a speeding ticket, you know, in North Carolina, you can get a lawyer and get off your insurance?
Right.
In Virginia, it goes on your insurance either way.
You should be thankful that you didn't do it here and you did it there.
I don't know, is that true?
I'll have to look it up. I mean, I could look it up. I'm not really sure. I that could be true. I mean, Virginia has a lot of strict rules.
Okay.
I mean, these motherfuckers have nothing
else.
I think
it was Jimmy. She said they got a lawyer and it still went on their insurance.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Jimmy was getting tickets left and right for speeding.
Oh.
Yeah, I think mom only got one ticket, and that was when she was driving Jimmy to the hospital, but Jimmy wrecked a lot, and he fucking sped a lot, so Jimmy got a lot of different tickets.
Since been in Virginia?
Oh, hell yeah, dude, all of it's been in Virginia.
Oh.
He got a speeding ticket when we lived in Elkton from a cop. He fell asleep behind the wheel and messed up the side of the white truck more. He did it to the red truck.
So he fell asleep
twice
before. Yeah, okay.
So majority of his tickets have been here in Virginia. I can't even think.
See, and for a split second, I started just to go somewhere and lay down for a couple minutes, but I'm hot.
Oh, you were starting to get tired, and then you're like, fuck.
It's like, but you don't know. I'm just thinking, I'm dying.
Yeah, and you had a long drive back. It wasn't like you're driving 10 minutes of the road, neither. So that definitely did not help you any, but I don't know. You're thankful that you're alive, honestly, because that would really suck.
I get more sleep in the daytime than I do nighttime.
Do you sleep during the day more, or sleep during the night?
I think that happened because I had that butterball job, and it kind of messed me up.
Oh, so you sleep more during the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I come home from work, there'd be moments where you would be, like, still sleeping. I'm like, damn, why is he still sleeping? It's like 4 in the afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah, Yeah, I was so upset, dude. I was like, damn, I really wish I didn't work. I should have taken off more days and spent the time with Michael. I feel bad for having to go to work and all this other shit. Like, dude, I was so upset with myself, and I felt bad because I didn't. That's the last thing I'd want to do is, like, send you on your way.
But the thing is, that's never even happened to me before. It's like, I've never even ran off the road before.
Yeah, you drove up here. You fucked up and you didn't wreck, so I was mad confused.
I mean, is it like a good thing? I'm not saying it's a good thing. It could be a good thing, but you know, you don't want to be that way.
You drove up here quite a few times. I even rode with you while you were on that shit, but I could tell when you're on it and I can tell when you're not on it. Because when you were here the time before, when we went to Stanton, you were driving 35 miles an hour and it was 55. But then when we went to the movies, you drove normal speed, so it was starting to wear off. I was like, yeah, he's sober now. Mm. What it does to you is it's a lot different than the average person, but Mom and I talked a lot about it, and she said that she felt so bad because she said you're such a good person that she would hate for you to get taken this early when there's so much that you haven't done yet.
Yeah.
And you know, if you really want to make a change in other people's life, Michael, and help other addicts, you're gonna have to help yourself first.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had this conversation many times, but after this flip, man, I don't know how much more I can tell you before, you know, you won't be able to hear me anymore because you're not gonna be here.
Yeah, that's always a possibility.
I mean, yeah, we can all die. Like, we can drop dead right now from a heart attack. But I'm going to be honest, man, I buried two of my friends from a car accident, Tyler Gunnels and Aaron Scott Keen. The last thing I want to do is have to bury you for a car accident, especially due to drugs. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. Like, I told you this many times.
I won't even hurt or anything from either wreck.
Yes, because you were high and drunk. You were drunk on the first one and you were high on another one. They said when your body is under the influence of the substance, you relax.
Yep, and that's kind of what it felt like when I was flipping.
Yeah, you were relaxed because if you were sober, you would have tensed up.
It was like motion.
Yep, you were going with it.
It's like slow motion.
That's what the state trooper told me at Street Safe when I went to Johnson Community College when I wrecked my car for falling asleep behind the wheel because I did it in Johnston County. So that's what the state trooper was telling me, because we had to put the drunk goggles on and we were driving the golf cart around, and he mentioned it to me. He was like, yeah, okay. When you're drunk, you're loose. Your body's loose. He said, if you're tense, then you're going to break something or maybe die.
Yeah.
It's weird how that works.
Yep.
Because the drunk driver that ran into us back in 2009 on the way back from the Durham Bull game, we were hurt. Mom and Jimmy were. Me and Megan, we were okay. But the drunk driver, he was completely fine. I was like, what the fuck?
Yes.
It's weird what alcohol does, or drugs. But, you know, I've been doing a lot of research, and I found out that real heroin lasts a solid day, but fentanyl, you have to do it 3 to 4 times a day because the high wears off quickly.
That's what I told you, too.
And I was like, Michael's right. And you're right about that, because I did a lot of research about fentanyl and just why people are using it and why are people putting it in there. And it just, it's a sick thing. Like you said, the high wears off quickly, so you have to do it multiple times to keep
the
high.
But it feels so good.
Yeah, that's the problem, is it's feeling good, but it actually tearing you apart, I mean, as you can tell. And, like I said, I'm not mad at you. I'm just glad you're okay. You know, you scared the shit out of me, because the last thing I wanted to do would be like, yeah, this is the last thing Michael said to me. And it's just like, it's a fuck situation. Because you're only 27. It's not like, oh, you were 98 and you died. Like, that'd be a different story if you were 98 and you dropped dead. I'd be like, well, Michael had a long life. But the fact is, you know, I'm on the phone with you. I'm seeing your demeanor change from, woo, yeah, yeah, boy, to, fuck you, bitch, fuck. And then all of a sudden, quietness. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just glad that you didn't flip to your death, because that would have been a shitty way to go out.
I wonder what happened if I'd actually put it in the concrete, though.
You'd probably be dead.
Compared to the grass, you think so?
Oh, yeah, cars would have probably hit you, too, if any of them weren't able to slow down.
They probably would have slowed down, though.
If they had enough time.
Yeah.
The fucking 18-wheeler flew by my car and almost clipped the bitch after I wrecked it. I was still
Find out, so.
No, you don't, because.
The thing is, I've done drugs before. Dang, it's like it wasn't my first time. I've never been off the road. I mean, I might have.
No, I rode with you while you were fucked up driving, which I'm not going to tell anybody. That's not a good thing to tell. But, you know, there's been plenty of times you. I mean, you drove up here fucked up. So the fact is, it was a little bit confusing to me. I was like, how did he wreck when. Every time you've came up here, you...
And I was more high coming up there than I was doing that. That's what that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, you were so fucked up the whole night. I was having trouble getting sleep. I was like, damn, I should have put the fucking guest bed up, because you were keeping me up, because you're up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. I was like, and I slept on the floor. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to sleep on the floor. But then you started to wear off, and then you started getting good, and I was like, all right, he's good. So... I don't know, it's just so, it does some weird shit to you, Michael. Like, you'll sit there and you'll stare off in the space, and then you'll like close your eyes a little bit, then you'll like open them, and then you'll rub your face. It's like the fentanyl Michael is so different than the alcohol Michael. When you're drunk, you're like, hey buddy, you're moving around, you might throw up maybe, you take your shirt off, and that's about it, you know.
Yeah.
And you're completely out of it. But with, like, fentanyl, Michael, you're still, like, you can still hear what I'm saying. You might not comprehend, but you're listening. That's what I didn't understand. It was like, well, we're
and
doing
I know why it's got so bad. Christian just got teeth pulled, right? Or something like that. The damn dentist gave him Percocets.
They're like, here you go, Christian. Go get fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I was like, I didn't think. I heard dentists really won't give out pain medicine, but they sure did to him.
Oh, yeah. The doctors are the worst for it. They prescribe you with anything. Shit, I can go to a psychiatrist and have them prescribe me some heavy shit, and I can just go and abuse it. Because that's what Jimmy's mom's husband was doing. He was pretending that he was having these pain issues, and they kept prescribing him Oxycontin.
Okay, yep. He probably said it was in his back because they can't read, x-ray can't read back pain.
Exactly. So they kept prescribing it to him over and over again, even though he wasn't in pain, he was just abusing the drug. They kept prescribing it to him.
So he must still do it. I don't know.
Oh, he probably is. I don't put it past him. I mean, both of his kids are fucking drug addicts, and they're still drug addicts, so I don't put it past him at all.
But they don't do heroin or anything, does he?
I'm surprised they haven't, but they did meth.
But heroin's so much, pills are so much cheaper and expensive than heroin, though. It's like $30 versus $10 or cheaper.
Yeah.
For the same and for a better high, too. That's so bad.
Like
this girl on Facebook made me mad. She said we should arrest all the drug addicts. Let all the drug dealers on the street.
Arrest all the addicts and leave the dealers?
Yeah.
What the fuck? That makes no sense. What the dealers are going to start selling to each other then?
Yeah, I was like, when my man's like, if there's no addicts, if there's no drug dealers, I mean, that's never not going to happen, but I was just saying.
The fact is that people are not taking...
This one guy was charged for murder. I don't know how this is murder. Okay, say I just buy some drugs, right? I didn't sell it, I actually did just give it to you. They charged this guy with murder.
Because he gave somebody drugs and they died from it?
It was his girlfriend, though. I mean, it was her money and everything.
Oh, yeah, they'll arrest you for that. I don't know what the charge
but here's
is.
But here's the thing. if you OD and I call the ambulance, they can't charge you nothing. What? That's what I've heard.
I never heard that one before.
I have before. I don't know if it's true, though. I mean, but is that only if the person don't die, though? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, because they were saying something about Matt Miller's dealer getting arrested because he gave him the drugs and he ended up dying from it. So they're talking about charging him. I don't know. I think they did charge him.
They already got charged. It's like 30 years. They only got that much time because of Matt Miller was.
You think if he wasn't famous, it wouldn't have been that much time?
Nope.
Mm.
Okay, here's another thing I didn't know. All right, if you're in prison, you kill a pedophile, you'll get 30 years extra. If you kill a regular person, you only get like 2 or 3 years.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
The jurisdiction, however you say it, system is fucked.
I thought it'd be opposite.
You think
they're like protected or something?
Shit, I know what I'm about to become. No, I'm just playing. That's fucked up. That is fucked up that they let pedos fucking walk. But no, if you just got busted for drugs, a little bit of weed, and maybe some pills, your ass is fucking grass. But I can over here fucking touching little kids, and it's like, oh well, you get more time. Like what?
Yeah, but they separate you by what crime you do. Like, a guy for drinking and driving ain't gonna be in the same cell with a 10-time murderer. If he is, and he gets killed in there, the jail can be, like, reliable.
They can get sued for it.
Yeah, did you know that?
No, I didn't know that, though.
Yeah. Wally, it took his tongue out and everything.
Ugh.
He was a mob guy. He was only in prison for a day. He was in the wrong cell. I don't know what happened. He was like on the run for like 30 years.
Damn.
Yep. Cut his tongue out. Cut his eyeballs out. Stuff like that.
He was on some Jeffrey Dahmer shit. God.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
That's your best friend, ain't it?
He ate people, too.
The mob dude, too?
No, the guy, Jeffrey Dahmer, ate people, I think.
Yeah, you want to hang out with him?
He's dead.
Oh. Well, there's plenty of other serial killers you can hang out with.
There was a guy in Reddit Middle, I forgot his name, Jacob something. He said he was a cannibal.
Jacob something, was he a white dude?
Keys or something.
Oh, Jacob Keys, he had black hair, kind of heavy set.
Yeah, he said he was a cannibal. I don't know.
I don't believe that.
I don't know if he ever told you that.
Mm-mm. I met him in middle school. I think it had to be, I think it was 7th grade is when I met him, because he came from Virginia and he ended up in my homeroom class. He actually is the guy who got me started into writing raps. He had like really good handwriting, but for some reason, I would sit in Miss Holesworth's class because, you know, I wasn't smart enough to be with the regular kids, so they would pull me out of Yep, so I'd be in Miss Holesworth's class and Miss Sumner, because I'd have Miss Sumner for language arts and Miss Holesworth for math. But he got me into writing lyrics. Like, that's how I started getting into rap. So I give him credit for that, but I don't believe he's a cannibal. I don't believe that at all. If he is, that's kind of sick. Because I've hung around the guy quite a few times. Even in high school, I hung around with him one time. And he was talking about being...
Did he move out of Virginia?
Yeah, he's somewhere here in Virginia. Because this is where he's from.
I mean, or he could have moved again by now.
I don't know. I haven't really seen him on Facebook. One of my ex-girlfriends live up here, too. She originally lived on the other side of Virginia, which is, it's Brandon's stepsister's oldest sister, Caitlin. She actually lives in Stanton, which is, it's like weird because when I was dating her back in the day, she was living on the other side of Virginia. But now she moved over here. She was the one that was dating Curtis Crawford. You remember me and him, we linked up at the party, what was it? What the fuck?
Okay, this didn't happen. Just imagine when I wrecked. You know, have you seen the movie Ted before? They land up in the trees or something?
Yeah.
How about that would have happened?
That would have fucking sucked. If you would have, like, landed in the trees and not been hurt, then that would have been wild. But if you ended up in the trees and you were, like, decapitated and shit, that would really suck.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
has that ever really happened, I'm wondering.
I wonder, like, if somebody, like, flipped and went out the sunroof and went right into the trees.
No, I meant, no, the whole car up in the trees. I ain't talking about me.
Oh, I don't think the trees can hold a car, though.
I don't know.
If the trees are separated, I don't think it will, because branches are not that strong, especially if it's going that fast like it was in the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a slim chance. Like, there's got to be some strong-ass trees. They got to have some thick-ass fucking branches. I don't know what I'd do. Megan would have sent me the photo of your car in the fucking tree. I'd be like, how the fuck?
Hang on, my dad. I still had drugs in the car out there, too.
What did they do to your car?
They didn't gone down. I don't think they searched or anything, because we went back to where they towed it. I got the rest of my drugs out and did the rest. That was my last time. Oh, and it has been my last time, so...
Oh, God, Michael, you know you're fucking bad off when you wreck and then you go back and grab him out of your car after it's been towed. Totaled. Jeez.
And there was more there, I thought. I didn't find him.
Damn. How much did you get? Because it's... That must have been a lot.
Actually, I didn't do that much when I flipped.
How much did you spend?
I don't remember now.
Probably a shitload, didn't you?
Not that much, but...
Oh, that's crazy. Did you get it in Rocky?
Like,
did you get it from your regular?
I didn't waste my money on it. That's what I said when I went back and got it.
Did you get it before getting gas or after getting gas?
I think I got it before the gas, I think.
You were in Rocky Mount, weren't you?
I went by my grandma. See her? She went home. Damn, I wish she was home.
Did you get it from homeboy? We ain't gonna say his name, but did you get it from him?
Which home? I don't know who you're talking about, though.
The one that said he wish you'd get off of it, but he's still gonna sell it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Word on the street, I heard that Brandon came back and told me that he has a friend that used to live in the neighborhood, Scott, which is the guy that I met. I met a long time ago, but we rekindled back not too long ago. His brother's an addict, and he's his dealer, too.
For real?
The only reason why I believed it is because I never told Brandon, and Brandon said that the dude wished that Scott's brother would get off of meth, but he said he'd still sell it to him or he'll go somewhere else. And that's the same shit you said to me that guy told you. And I've never told Brandon about it. So how would he come out of nowhere and say something like that?
Yeah. Oh, you don't know the guy's name, though, do you?
No.
It could be two different people, though.
I don't know. He said he was this black guy. He said he was kind of a skinny dude.
Okay, does he know what he drives?
I don't know. I'll ask Scott when I see him. Because when I come down to visit Brandon, he's probably going to be hanging with Scott, and I'm going to ask Scott if what his name is and what it is, and then I'll come back and ask you, and if you say that's him, then it's the same dude then.
Oh.
Personally, I don't care. I'm not, like, manhunting the dude. I'm not going to go and, like, run up and spray
his
block.
Because there's so many people. That's all I was wondering. What's the odds?
I mean, do you get it for just one guy, or do you get it from multiple different people?
I just... Nah. I used to get it from multiple, but not this time.
So you only go to him and him only?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with him. Okay. I mean, just being honest with yourself, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not going to go hunt the man down and look for his name and sell him out to the feds or have him killed. So
yeah, don't do that. Because he probably, I don't know if he's a blood or not, but I know his cousin is.
No, I'm not that stupid, Michael. I don't know the dude's name. And I don't care to know the name.
He drives a Ford Escape, that's what I can tell you.
Was it like mine?
It's gray, yeah.
Was it like my first car, or was it like the one my mom gave me?
It was more like what your mom had. It was more like that, your mom.
Okay, so 2009. It was that.
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay. Well, hopefully, you know, he gets his shit together, because I'd hate for him to get either killed by an addict or the feds getting him.
It don't make sense. He works a job and all that.
He must not be making much money then.
He works at McLean's. No, dude, they want more money.
Which McLean, though? There's like two.
Oh, I don't know.
Because he probably, if he worked in the one in Gold Rock, we worked together. Or at least worked in the same building.
Okay, he's probably friends with him on Facebook, too. That's the case. What's his last name? Scott's last name?
Weeks.
Is he on Facebook?
Yeah, he's on Facebook. Weeks, W-E-E-K-S.
All right, I'm about to get in the shower. I'll call you back sometime.
All right, dude.
All right, bye.
Bye.